the trial and the cross. You have no power at all against me, unless it is given to you from above. Why do you prosecute me by these accusations? Interrogate those who heard me teach. They know very well the things I have said. I did not spread my message in secret, but spoke openly for the world to hear, teaching publicly in places of worship and the courtyards of the temple where my followers gathered. If what I have said violates your laws, then give evidence of this. But if I have spoken the truth, then why do you strike me? My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have taken up arms to defend it, that I should not be delivered into your hands. But mine is not an earthly kingdom. Yet you are right when you accuse me of being a king. To this end I was born, and for this purpose I came into the world, that I should be a witness to the truth. All who love the truth recognize my message. Now will the prince of this world be overthrown, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to me. This, above all, is why my Father loves me, for I lay down my life willingly, that I might take it up again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own free will. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. The Father has given me this power. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, why have you forsaken me?